The NDC says it will investigate allegations made by the KNEDU campaign team that 200 of its delegates were disenfranchised. The party says all the necessary measures were put in place to ensure fair play. The national organizer of the party, Yao Boatengjang, told our reporter Brighton Trama that NDC's Council of Elders will meet to map out plans for the party to unite after last weekend's Congress.
It's very strange to me, but that is the first time that I heard some group of people against such allegations. Because before the Congress, we set up an electoral committee, and Kofi Adams is a member of that committee. So if there was anything like that, I'm very sure Kofi would have brought that issue up for us to address them. And I don't know why 200 people were not allowed to vote. Maybe if they are talking about the proxy, I think there was a decision at the Congress grounds because of protests and counter-protests and some allegations that were made against those who were given the right to vote instead of the people who had not been able to make it at the Congress grounds. I think they raised some issues, and based on the issues that were raised, there was a consensus that they wouldn't allow anybody to vote as a proxy and voter. Maybe if they are referring to that one, then of course the electoral committee chairman and Kofi Adams also being a member of that committee, I think was part of the those who took that decision. You could explain those issues best to the public. But as to the National Executive Committee, I think that we did everything possible to cover all those who are eligible to cast their vote at the Congress grounds. So if they are making such allegations, then of course they should come out and explain further for us to know exactly what they are pointing.
Will you in any way investigate the allegations they are making?
We will, because that is why I'm saying that it's strange to us. We decided that this time round we are going to give accreditation to all eligible voters even before, or delegates before they get to the Congress ground. That is exactly what we did. We called all the regional secretaries to come to the accreditation center to verify those names that have been left out. And they did so. So finally, we were able to come up with a delegate list with the pictures. And that was what we used at the Congress. So if somebody is raising such issues, I think we still have to sit back and look through the whole exercise again and find out what they are pointing to. If we think that is something authentic, then of course we need to come out and explain matters to the public. But other than that, I cannot just point to anything wrong that we, the National Executive, have done, because I think that we were able to cover everybody who is eligible to cast his or her vote at the Congress.
There are talks about unity after the Congress. How are you going to manage it?
I am aware that the Council of Elders are to meet, and again, they will come up with certain decisions, and they will call on the National Executive Committee to implement those decisions. We are saying that a Congress has been held, and a winner has emerged. We are just saying that the victor and the vanquished will all come together and see how we can move this party forward. As National Executive, I think that is exactly what we will call for.
You heard National Organizer of the NDC, Yao Boatengjang, talking to Bright and Trama.